Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Anthem Soul Conversations. What a busy, crazy week it has been. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this week has flown by. I've blinked my eyes and it's already, we're halfway through the weekend and things are just a bit crazy. So if you are anything like me, the weekend needs to be a little longer just because it is just zooming by, but it's been a really, really good week. Most of you know that Richard and I have been working towards an adoption. So we brought Kennedy home in March, and we've been working towards all of our home visits and getting everything in line. And so we finished our last home visit, probably 2 weeks ago or so. And the great, great news is that we have filed all of our paperwork and things are in line for an official adoption hearing coming in August. And so super, super excited. I mean, we've been her parents this whole time. And so it's not, it's not like we'd feel less of a parent. It's just more so like this is like the real deal and our names will be on her birth certificate. And it confirms, it has the law confirming that we are her dad. So super, super exciting. And it's almost like this big weight off your chest once things get done. And I'll be sure to update you guys as we actually get that process completed. But super exciting in our world. If there's anything that parenting has taught me, it's that I don't know what I'm doing. It's a lot of guesswork. It's a lot of trial and error, and which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just, and I think every first-time parent probably feels this way. You just feel like you're figuring it out, and well, you don't really know, but we're gonna try this solution, and that didn't work, so we're gonna try something else. And every baby is different, and their chemistry is different, and it's a lot of guesswork, and so. As I was working this week and coming home, and Kennedy was a little crabby a couple days, it's just some days it's really hard to figure out what she wants, and I don't know how to help her sometimes, and sometimes she just wants to cry because she wants to cry, and sometimes that's okay. I was thinking this week, what happens for you when you don't know something? So you don't know you don't have a particular skill, or maybe you are a parent like us and you're just kind of figuring this out and you really don't know what you're doing. Like, how do you feel? I don't know if we necessarily always think about that. I think we just kind of immediately jump to our reactions and whatever. I know for me, I feel pretty inadequate a lot of times. I feel like I am, once I don't know something, I start comparing myself to other people. And that whether they know how to do it better or, I don't know. I just feel like almost like I'm less than someone else because there's a skill that I haven't obtained. And I realize that that's a lot of expectation and probably pretty unfair to myself as well. But in true honesty, that's where my head goes every time I don't know something. And, I think how we feel and how we react in those situations are very different. So, I mean, even considering, so you know how you feel maybe, and at least I do, but how do you react when you don't know something? I know some people overcompensate, so they try to act like they do or, try to cover it up, or they spin and spin and spin to where, things aren't, they kind of muddy the waters a little bit. Sometimes as I look back on raising this little girl for the last 4.5 months, I do feel inadequate sometimes, and I'm pretty confident that is normal. And, how do you power through that? I mean, for me, usually how I react to it is I usually get pretty quiet and I may get internally frustrated. It'll bother me to the point that I'll want to do some research, and I'm going to want to learn about it so that I can have at least a basis of, is this normal? Is this not normal? And I'm not necessarily even talking about parenting. I'm talking about maybe it's a work skill, or maybe it's a level of gardening. I don't know. Something that you've never really done before. How do you react when you are asked to approach it and you don't know what you're doing? I think, like I said, I get quiet and I know that I want to learn it and I know that I need to learn it, but I usually do research and then I start to get frustrated if I don't understand it right away. And, you know, parenting is a lot like that. It's very much fly by the seat of your pants. And you know what, the days when your kids are happy and smiling and giggly and cute, wipes away any sort of, unknowing, and that the abyss of the knowledge that you have to know as a parent and maybe having to saturate in that and figure things out. All of that goes away when your kids are happy. And, you know, I think we have to remember that progress comes from practice. I don't think that, you know, all of us, we just didn't wake up one day and be like, oh, I am a pro at marketing, or I am a pro at finance. I think it's, some things are very natural. I know some people have a natural gift for singing, or some people have a very natural gift for art and self-expression. But a lot of us, it doesn't work that way. And I think we see child prodigies and we see these superstars who are so talented, and we don't always see the work that goes into it, right? We see the talent, but we see the output, but we don't see the practice that comes, that leads to that progress. And, you know, I think it's really important that we, accept the fact that we're bound to mess up. Like we're bound to just screw it all up. And, I think for me, my trouble has come when I start saying things like, ugh, I should have known better, or I should have taken more time just to think it through, or I should have learned this years ago. That's one that I have said to myself time and time and time and time again. It's like, Steve, you are in your mid-30s. This is something you should have learned when you were 20. What the hell? Or you say like, you know, I should have been more proactive to make sure that I can be better at certain things. So when Kennedy was first born, she had a lot of stomach issues, and she had a lot of digestive issues. So where formula was really particular, and she had a lot of gas, and she was crying all the time. And, you know, I definitely felt very inadequate, because I couldn't soothe her, because some of it was just growing pains. But I was saying, you know what, why didn't I research this? Why didn't I look at like the actual ingredients on formula and what they do and how they impact and what happens if my child has sensitivity, which ones do I choose? And I didn't do any of that. And I'm sure I'm not the only parent out there who didn't do that. It's trial by fire, right? It's I think for a lot of parents, for those of you who aren't parents, a lot of parents, you just kind of have to find the formula that works for you and stick with it. And for us, it was a non-milk base. It's a soy-based formula, which she has been great with. So, you know, it's things like that that it's you know, I should have done something before. And it's like I could have even seen the problem before it happened. Like, we can't. So that's also pretty unfair. But, you know, I think there's a lot of strength and there's a lot of internal power. And even on the very basic levels, justification for ourselves, just to say, I don't know. I don't know. There's power in admitting that you're just like everyone else, that you're growing, that I am not going to be the perfect parent right now because she is 4 months old and everything is changing. And I'm trying to figure it out day by day. A friend was actually here visiting us a couple weekends ago, and he's been a parent for, I want to say it's been about 2 years. And he put it a really great way. Like, parenting is, for that first year, it is strictly survival mode. And it sounds funny when you say it that way, but it's really true. Ever since he said that, I can't seem to get that out of my head, that, you know, some days it is just, you're there to get through the day and make sure that she's happy and fed and went to bed on time and sleeps great and, you know, isn't sick. Like, if you can get through that, that is the win, and you're going to move on. Not every day is obviously like that, but I think we need to sometimes say, I don't know. I don't know this particular aspect of my work. It's not where my specialty lives. Or, you know what, I am, how do I be a better brother? Sometimes I don't know. Or how do I be a better parent? How do I be a better spouse? I don't know. And I think a lot of times in our society, we push away from the phrase, I don't know, because I think we think it's weak, or we think it's, like I said, it we're inadequate of some sort, like we're less than someone else, or when really I think I don't know is just a sign that says, hey, here's a place that you can grow in. And here's a place that, you know, when you apply yourself and when you really kind of dig into it, you can be better at this, because we're ever changing and ever growing and ever, becoming what we should be. And I know for me, my brain doesn't go there automatically. So, I'm definitely not lost to the fact that it's just not that easy sometimes. But, we have to be patient. And sometimes the hardest part about being patient is just saying, I don't know. I don't know. And, there's going to be reactions to that statement. And sometimes the hardest part of being patient with yourself or someone else is waiting and experiencing as you or maybe that other person grows. So there's some things that I have I've been trying very diligently to stop saying, or I should say, I shouldn't say stop, but maybe limit myself from saying so much is one, the phrase you should to other people. I think those are two very common words for us, and obviously in the English language, but I think them together puts an expectation on someone that may be unfair quite a bit of the time. I think it's demanding something of them that maybe they're growing or they're learning in, and we don't necessarily know. And so you should is also very kind of demanding sounding and not very graceful and humble. So that's another aspect of that. I've been trying to be able to say limit where I say, you should really try this diaper, or you should really use this tool online. So we need just to rephrase how we say things. I've also been working to limit certain things I say to myself. I should have is probably a really, really big one for me. I should have just spent the time I needed to dig into this. Or I should have just worked last night when I needed to. Or I should have just called Richard because he knows how to do this better than I can. I think I've been working to say that less, because while it's important to understand and own and even communicate sometimes our shortcomings, it's more important that we work to grow within them. And so I think, negativity is a lot easier to speak upon ourselves than positivity. I think the easiest example of that is like body shaming. I think we expect a lot of ourselves. We want to look like that beautiful model or that ripped, hunky, whatever, gay guy that we see down the street. I think we put that's what my life should look like because that's ideal. And I think we just need to switch our intent and in turn switch the conversation that we're having with ourselves, which will then in turn switch the conversation that we're having with other people. And make very intentional statements, positive intentional statements. So for me, some things that I've been writing down is things like, my intent is to grow in this aspect of my life. So my intent is to grow in my understanding of purchasing digital media. My intent is to grow at understanding the needs of my daughter before she communicates them. Another one can be, I can and will get better at this. I just need to give myself time. I think that's a big one because we automatically say, okay, we are insufficient in this, or we do not stack up to what it needs to be. So I need to do this right now. I need to look amazing instantly. And that is just not how life works. It's just not. And so I can, and I will get better at this. I just need to give myself the time. I know a previous episode, I talked about grace and space. And this is where that really comes in, is really giving yourself the grace to realize, hey, I am not perfect at this. And I'm going to give myself space and the time to learn and to grow. And, you know, I think another really important one is I will strive to grow as much as I can with the understanding that I will never know everything about everything. I like to be the person that everyone counts on. I like to be the knowledge source and, you know, the best parenting tips and the things that I learned. And I think every parent on some level has that, but we just can't. And that's why I like collaboration in an office setting or oftentimes parenting is easier when you have a partner with you versus a single parent, because collaboration makes things easier and it makes us smarter and it points out maybe holes that maybe we don't know of necessarily. And we need to get rid of the fucking expectation that we need to know everything. I know I need to work on that. I am horrible at that. I am absolutely horrible at that. But, you know, some of the strongest leaders in our country, and I will not name names, but are definitely lacking, if you know what I mean. They don't know everything. And nor should they. I don't necessarily think that we have the brain capacity to know everything about everything, even though some of us think we do, if you get my drift. Another really positive, intentional statement is, I'm going to commit time to making this a priority. And a lot of times that is the hardest part, especially in new parenthood, is finding time to make things a priority. I have one more that I want to cover with you guys, and it's a bigger one that people really start to take it personally. So we will cover that as soon as we get back. Hey guys, Steve here. Much like this episode today, I know that the podcast can be kind of heavy, so I wanted to take a moment to remind you guys of another podcast that I am a part of, along with my husband, Richard. It is called Fuck Is Our Mantra, and it is just kind of a fun, silly, laughable look at life and everything that comes with it, so work, fatherhood, and everything in between. If you're looking for a good laugh, I would say check out the episode titled The Case of the Murdered Squirrels. There is actually a really funny story of one of Richard's family members and these poor little squirrels. So if you want to check it out, it's Fuck Is Our Mantra, or you can connect with us on Instagram at Richard and Steve. And we hope to chat with you soon online and hope that you enjoy that episode. Take care. Welcome back. So the last intentional statement that I think I really want to point out is one that is probably the hardest thing, because it requires a lot of balance and a lot of self-assurance. And it's, you know, It's coming to the place where you can say, I know that the thoughts and opinions from other people are less about me, but rather what they decide to project upon me. And I think that's a hard thing to kind of come to understand. Work is a little bit different, I think, for most of us, because I think a lot of us have jobs with certain requirements and we were hired for a position of a, you know, very particular purpose. But this is a very, you know, when we're talking about, you see this a lot in parenting, is, well, I didn't do that, or, you know what, you should really do it this way because this is going to benefit your child for whatever reason. I think a lot of statements like that start to demean who we are, or maybe not even demean, just cause us to question how we've handled things, is not a reflection of who we are and the job that we're doing, but the insecurity and or the learnings that come from someone else. I think everyone has their own idea of what greatness looks like, what perfection looks like, what love looks like. And, you know, I think it's really important that we keep ourselves in check and to say that whatever these opinions are about me and my, you know, whatever I should be doing, are really less about me and what they think I should be doing. We really need to stop shoulding all over ourselves. We should all over ourselves all the time. I mean, I think we just talked about, you know, statements like, I should have known better. I should have taken more time to do this. I should have learned this forever ago. We've got to stop shoulding everywhere, because I think we are really cutting ourselves off at the kneecaps and not letting ourselves grow and walk in the journey that we have been given. And then, you know, as we start to, as we continue to walk down that journey, we let all these opinions and these voices and these thoughts and from everyone else start to define how we mold ourselves, how we start to view ourselves and the type of life and the type of goals and everything that we do. People are going to have an opinion about it. And we've got to get to the point where we can say, you know what? I know that you feel like you should have done that, but this is what's right for me. And I am still learning and I am growing as a person and I don't know everything and I'm not going to ever know everything. And so this is my journey and my intent is to grow in whatever aspect of my life. And my intent is to live the best I can. And I know for me and my family, our intent is to love as strongly as we can. And so as much as, you know, I'm rubber, you're glue type of mentality, we need to really work towards that because those projections are doing nothing but hurting us. And so getting to a point where we can really understand that about ourselves, to be in those moments where we know that projection is happening, whether that be towards us or maybe we are and should not be projecting onto other people, that's really where I think you'll see a lot of change, and where I've already seen a lot of change of those should statements, and where you start to give yourself a little bit more space and grace to do what you feel like is best for you, and to give yourself the time and the support to just be. I don't think we do that enough. And so as we head into this next week, I really want to challenge you guys to really look at the way you should all over yourself. Stop shitting your pants. And in turn, watch the amount of should you throw at other people. It's painful. It's just not productive. And I think we can really move ourselves to a better place of understanding and growth and priority and really just grow together when we do that. So I definitely, as always, I have a song for this week. I can't wait to share it with you. I love the song. It's one of my favorites. But we will take a quick commercial break. Be right back. So the anthem for this week that I wanted to share I don't think it's pretty well known. I just love the words in it. It's a song by James Morrison, and he talks about starting again and how life just needs sometimes a little bit more color, and we need to approach life in a new way. And I've always loved this song. It's the song is called Person I Should Have Been. Ironically, has the word should in it that I really don't want us using. But check out the song Person I Should Have Been by James Morrison. I hope you love it as much as I do. Thank you, James, if you're listening, for writing this. In the meantime, thank you guys once again for joining me this week. I look forward to chatting with you next week. And have a great rest of the weekend. And we'll see you next time.